today is July 4th, also known as America's Independence Day. And joining us now with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is the great anniversary of America, and happy holiday to you.
So while we celebrate today as Independence Day, some of the founding fathers actually thought it should be a different date, correct?
Yes. In fact, our neighbor, President John Adams, who was on the committee to write the Declaration of Independence, and someone who pushed very hard in Philadelphia for independence, he wrote a letter to Abigail Adams back here in Massachusetts, and he wrote, "The second day of July 1776 will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America." And he goes on to describe it. It will be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. So he describes the 4th of July just as we celebrate it, but he thought that just a couple of days earlier, the 2nd of July, 1776, when Congress voted for independence, that was the important date.
And when did they actually settle on the 4th?
Well, they really settled on the 4th the next year. Even John Adams, who had this very strong view of this, and in fact, he had written that letter on the 3rd of July, so he hadn't actually heard independence proclaimed in Philadelphia yet. He went right along with it. But this idea of him knowing exactly how we would celebrate, but not knowing what day we would celebrate, later on in his life, when this letter became known of, people started sort of fiddling with it to make it. They would pass over the date he said and say that he was describing the 4th of July, which is true. That's the sensibility of it. I believe we say 4th of July because when it was first published, it says July 4th, 1776, boldly right across the top of the broadside printing of it.
Now, while Britain obviously didn't recognize this independence, how was this announcement received in both the U.S. and abroad?
Well, this is really important in the story because here in Massachusetts, it took about 2 weeks for the news to come to Boston and be proclaimed from the balcony of the old State House on what was until then King Street, but now State Street. And then the revolutionary government of Massachusetts had it reprinted, and they sent it to every parish and every town. And at the end of services on the Sabbath following receipt, the minister, who would be the best educated person in town and the person most likely to give you important news from elsewhere, would read it aloud. So within a few weeks of delivery of this message from Congress, this proclamation, literally everybody in Massachusetts, which then included Maine, had heard it read. And of course, the population was literate, so they often saw it published in newspapers. It's one of the few things that is essentially just printed complete on the first page of newspapers that then were just 4 pages long. Usually that sort of news, the local news was on the first page, and news from elsewhere was inside the paper, but they put this right on the front page, and this circulated everywhere in America very quickly. Washington's army is assembled in New York. The British forces are about to invade New York City, and so his army is brought together and hears it. They sent copies of it it says right in it that they're appealing to the decent regard of mankind. So they sent this text to foreign countries. There were many people sympathetic to American independence in England, so it's not just people in other countries. But this was really important for getting people and other nations to support American independence. In fact, the same day he was appointed to work on the committee to write the Declaration of Independence, and Benjamin Franklin as well, they were assigned to work on a committee to write treaties to be made with foreign countries.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us, and happy July 4th.
Happy July 4th to you.